Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, I have to tell y'all that I want to make sure that you all know about fun stuff going on. A lot of people are here at the fair. We're having a great time. Folks are over at Mancini's eating. The line for Sweet Martha's cookies is getting thick. Folks are having ices. They're over at Dino's. They're enjoying meeting their favorite politician. Hillary was just telling me about the deep fried cookie dough balls with the powdered sugar. And we're having a great time. But, you know, for a lot of folks, and I'm hearing it, I'm reading my DMs. Shaletta, we know you are at the fair, but there's other stuff going on around town. Everybody doesn't love the fair. I get it. I get it. You don't like the fair. I'm sorry. I get it. I love it. I enjoy it. But I do want to make sure that I talk about some of the other things that are going on throughout the Twin Cities. And I have to bring in my boy, Big Mike Mothershed. Some folks, his mama calls him Michael. I call him Big Mike. He's the lead singer of the Undergroove, which is joined up with Trey Aaron. They're going to be performing on Monday, Labor Day, at Lake Harriet Bandshell. This is part of the Minneapolis Parks Concert Series. Big Mike, I can't thank you enough for being on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with me today, brother.
Well, baby, I am thrilled. I feel like I'm a celebrity. It takes light to attract light. I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Baby, let me tell you something. Everybody is talking about this Trey Aaron concert, and you are going to be there with the Undergroove. Y'all will be performing on Monday. I told folks, bring your blanket, bring your picnic basket, bring your boo. It is free. It is fun. And it is all a part of the concert and movie series, and it's free for families. Talk to me about Monday and the big concert over at Lake Harriet Bandshell.
Well, what's happening, baby, is you talked about it a little earlier. Sometimes a lot of people can't make it out to the state fair, so it's great that the Park Board gives the community of Minneapolis, St. Paul an alternative to come out in a very, very relaxed, beautiful, nostalgic, and historic area where they can sit on benches, they can bring their cooler, sit out on blankets, and hear the best in cover and original funk ever created out of this city. As you know, Minneapolis is an incredibly rich musical city, and when it comes to funk music, it is no different. A lot of great funk groups came out of Minneapolis and created their own brand. So we are a product of that. We look forward to people coming out, relaxing, bringing some food, enjoying themselves, sitting around and relaxing and hearing a 7-piece horn band bring funk like never before. It will be a lot of fun.
And, you know, the thing is that this is fun for the whole family. A lot of times I have to find a babysitter. I have to see if I can get somebody. I have to see if somebody can take care of the kids. But this is an event that I can bring my kids to. We can all rock out and have a good time together.
You bring up a very, very, very good point. A lot of times when we perform, we're performing in nightclubs and bars and places like that. But we have a very family-friendly show. So this is a place where people can come out in the daytime, bring their children, bring their old family, bring grandma, bring grandpa, bring the kids, the grandkids, and sit out and relax. There's a huge area where people can dance. There's enough trees there to give you a little shade. It's an ideal family event. And most of all, you get all this super professional entertainment, and it's free. The only thing you have to do is pay for parking, and you get to see the nicest, hottest, live concert and dance show in the city for that day. So you are absolutely right.
And you know what? I just appreciate so much the fact that, you know, we do have such a rich music scene. We do have some amazing folks here who are some great performers. Hold on, because we're giving away some free cookies. I don't think these kids know. Cameron, can you make sure those little boys know? We got some cookies. We got some free cookies. Y'all come on up. Because, see, I'm at the fair, and there are kids here, and I need my daughter and my son to encourage the kids who come up to listen to the show live to get as many. Y'all can get as many free cookies as you want. Get two or three. Get you some napkins. We got some napkins because folks are coming up and they're saying, this is just the fair. This is what happened at the fair, honey. We just, folks come up and they say, hey, they so happy. Now, you know, this is the thing about being a blessing. It always comes back. Those kids came here looking and left here skipping and happy because they got some free cookies. They'll never forget the crazy lady on the radio that gave them free chocolate chip cookies. And what you're going to give folks is some good funk music. And you know, I tell you that, you know, Minneapolis funk is known around the world. I don't know about you, Big Mike, but I don't think we really appreciate it. We think that this kind of stuff, free concerts with Big Mike and Trey Aaron, are just happening in other parts of the country, and that is not the case. What the Minneapolis Parks Concert Series does is something that is not being done anywhere else in the country.
Let me tell you something. I tell bands, younger bands, this all the time. When you have an opportunity that the Minneapolis Park Board gives bands, there's nothing like it. All nostalgic bands started just like this, playing free concerts in the park in major cities. Those bands get exposure, they get other opportunities, and before you know it, they're making records and they're going nationwide. But it all starts in places like this. And number two, something you said also earlier, we don't really appreciate what Minneapolis really brings to the arts. I am a 12-year veteran. I spent 4 years in the United States Army and 8 years in the United States Navy. So I've got to travel the world. And wherever I've went, wherever I have performed, everyone in the country and abroad knows about Minneapolis because of two reasons. Number one, the Minnesota Vikings. And number two is because of the music that comes out of Minneapolis. It is the bond, it is the stamp, it is the brand that helps put Minneapolis on the map culturally across the world. So this is a beautiful place to perform, and Minneapolis, please don't take it for granted that everybody gets what you guys get. Minneapolis is a one-of-a-kind city. I know I've lived in a lot of them, and it's a pleasure and an honor, and it's humbling to have the opportunity for the Minneapolis Park Board to put us up front so we can deliver and tradition of great music, funk music in Minneapolis. It's nothing like it. And I can't thank you enough, nor can I thank the Minneapolis Park Board enough.
And I can't wait. My children and I are looking forward to it. I'm just going to be honest with you. The trunk is already packed. The blanket is already in there. The cooler's already in there. I've already decided what drinks we're going to be bringing, what snacks we're going to have. I mean, we have already gotten ready because this is something that we can share together as a family. It'll close out our summer. But that doesn't mean that the concert series is closed out. Y'all go to mplsmusicandmovies.com. for details about this concert with Big Mike and Trey Aaron on Monday the 4th at 5:30. And you can get online and find out more. Big Mike, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Baby, you know what? I'm a celebrity just because of you. I want to be just like you when I grow up, girl. You be down like six my thighs.
You know
work,
it.
Baby. I appreciate you.
You know it. I appreciate you as well.